Hey guys, welcome back to the Westo Warrior Podcast. I'm here with...
Hi, I'm Keely.
I'm Bailey in this... Oh?
Mr. Hansen. Glad to be here today, girls.
Can you kind of tell us what you do here at Westo?
Yeah, during the day, I'm the high school assistant principal. So, obviously, that becomes the main thing is assisting Mr. Purdue, our principal. But main thing is this kind of discipline. So, just making sure the school day runs as smooth as we can and students are in classrooms learning. So, that's the ultimate goal.
Okay, we're going to start with some 20 questions. What are some hobbies you do outside of school?
Outside of school, I enjoy being with my family. I have two. One's in third grade, one's in kindergarten. I've always enjoyed sports. I've grown up playing sports. I enjoy coaching now and just being involved a little bit and participating in any of those kind of activities. Spending time with family and friends, obviously that's something, you know, whether that's golfing or whatever, but I would say those are probably the main couple of things.
So I know that you coach baseball. How has that been?
It's been great. I started coaching right after high school when kind of got done playing a little bit. It was an opportunity while I was going to school to be in education. I knew sports was kind of always a passion, and it was a kind of an avenue that I was fortunate enough to get in with one of my old coaches and started kind of learning a little bit, had an opportunity to become a head coach, worked up through and become an athletic director, and then just in coaching in general. But it's been good. It's been great. This will be year four here coaching baseball. Really? So yeah, I really enjoy it. So we've got a great group of kids and it's a lot of fun.
How do you think this season's gonna go?
Oh, we're excited. Obviously, you know, as yourself, sports is sometimes always can never predict things. But like I said, this group has been working really hard. We had a great year last year, and we bring back a lot of players. We've got a lot of seniors, a lot of experience, but we're excited.
That should be good.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Hopefully the warm weather cooperates here soon.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure everybody at this point, everybody's ready for some warm weather and to be outside. So.
Yeah. If you go back to high school, would you change anything?
Oh, wow, that's a good question. No, I honestly, I probably wouldn't change much. I was fortunate enough to kind of be through high school before the whole technology era a little bit, but... I was involved. I played three sports. So a lot of time was given to those things. But I had a lot of time, a lot of fun with friends, a lot of high school friends that I still communicate with to this day, play golf with in a group chat. So overall, no, I would say no.
What would the students be surprised to find out about you?
The students as students then or students now?
Now.
Students now. All right. So be surprised to find out about me. Ooh, that's a good question. I don't know. I would say maybe some are, if they've been around me coaching, they would see that how competitive I am. During the day, I guess a lot of students maybe don't get to see that side, but I'm very competitive. I love competing. I love competing in our school versus other schools. Just in general, like the whole idea of competition is something that I thoroughly enjoy. So
I didn't know that you coached until like last year. I was shocked by that because I was like, oh, really?
Yeah. So now I love it. I love getting back into the football a little bit and just being around sports in general, the competition aspect. I think you learn a lot through those things. Obviously, it's education-based.
Right.
But a lot of things that students able to learn in life, and that'll apply. And like I said, for me, it's even the competition piece. You know, you're going to go for interviews, you're going to be in that competing mind frame a lot. So it's just something that I enjoy.
Is there anything that you're like looking forward to this year for baseball?
I would say every year's is different. Even coaching kids for 4 years, you get to see the growth. You see them grow as individuals off the field, on the field. But I'm looking forward to this, how this group comes together. We had a great year last year, and obviously we had three seniors that played a role into that as well. So just how that team come together, but how this group will come together as well and what will happen. So we're excited. We're hosting the sectional this spring here at our place. So that's kind of another awesome opportunity for us and our school.
Yeah, that's
to
exciting.
Broadcast and to show a little bit of what's going on and all the amazing things. So,
How do you motivate your students?
How do I motivate students? Mm-hmm. Oh, I try to motivate as many as I can through just life lessons, you know, and trying to build that, you know, I'm a human as well.
Yeah.
And for students to get to know me, me get to know them. And, you know, obviously we all come from different situations, different backgrounds, different, we're all individuals, but how we can all use life lessons that I've maybe learned, some of my mistakes as a student growing up, and how we can kind of make sure that we're setting each other up for success. So I just try to use that motivation piece to know that, you know, we support you, we're behind everybody, and however we can help.
Have you always wanted to be a principal?
I don't know about always being a principal. I thought for a long time I enjoy coaching. I enjoy being involved and being in leadership roles. I had a good experience being an athletic director. I did enjoy that as well, just being around students, the sports piece of it. But I love being an assistant principal as well, too, because I get to know all the students.
Yeah, right.
And you get to be more involved in the classroom, see what's going on, how I can help. Again, and I enjoy, for me, it's a lot of the enjoyment of getting to know kids, getting to know students. And when you see some of them walk across the stage and knowing that there was a lot of heart, sweat, tears, overcome adversity. So trying to help teach those things that hopefully, again, I always say when we see them 10, 15 years down the road, you know, some of them might be back with their kids or whatever, they can see, you know, that a lot of people cared about them.
What is your biggest pet peeve when it comes to your students?
Pet peeve?
There must be a lot of them.
No. I don't know if it's really a pet peeve. I wish we all had more opportunities to do this kind of stuff. I wish we all had more opportunities to talk face-to-face, I guess, as much. I think a lot now is going through the social media aspect of technology and Chromebooks and those type of things, phones. So I just, anytime I get a chance to take the time and talk with students in general, whether that's, you know, in the hallway or in the office or whatever it is, just taking that time and hoping that, you know, having those face-to-face conversations.
Yeah.
Who do you look up to?
Who do I look up to? Well, first would be my parents. They've always instilled in me a lot growing up to work hard and nothing was given to you. And I think for me, that was always something that as I was growing up, going through sports, my coaches would be the second one as well, just because it was things that now as an adult, I look back and see that things were being taught at a younger age for me that laid the foundation for how I wanted to be and how I want to live my life and the dad that I want to be and those type of things. So I appreciate those people that invested in me and took the time to obviously care about me that now that I can try to repay that forward.
Yeah, my dad, he's kind of like that. He's always like, you know, you got to work hard to get this. It's not always given to you.
Yeah, and like I said, that is a that's a great, great aspect because, like you said, everything's competitive.
Right.
I mean, you're always trying to compete, whether that's, like you said, for a job, whether that's for, you know, enrollment into college or whatever it is.
Yeah.
But having that work hard mentality will always pay off.
What's your favorite song?
I would say I enjoy country. And then also just some Christian music. So right now, my favorite song would be, I would probably say, Be Glad. So I think it's, you know, more of a trying to, I guess, make sure that my heart and stuff is in the right spot. But that's kind of the music that I've really kind of grown to in the last few years.
Do you miss being in high school?
I would say no. I get to be in it every day.
Yeah.
That too.
Yeah, so no, I mean, I don't miss it by any means. I will say, I tell students all the time that enjoy these 4 years. It is probably one of the most fun times of your life, and I do think there's a lot of truth to that. To say I miss it, I don't know about missing it, but I do think when I look back at those times, you're with your friends, you're with, you know, there is a lot of, in a lot of situations, stress-free, you know. As you do get older, it becomes, you know, obviously more job and bills and, you know, responsibilities. But I do think these are one of the most fun times, you know, you get to spend with each other and you get to be, you know, still a kid. So, but I don't know if I would say I'd miss it.
Okay. Do you want to go ahead and get your timer? So, basically, I'm going to ask you as many questions possible, and you got 45 seconds to answer them as fast as you can.
Okay. Answer each one after each time, or did I got to listen to them? Okay.
Sorry. It takes me a minute. Okay. Ready? Go.
Okay. What is your favorite month?
December.
What is your favorite season?
Summer.
What is your favorite animal?
Dog.
What's your favorite color?
Blue.
What's your favorite food?
Chicken.
What word do you hate hearing?
Loser.
Do you know how to speak Spanish?
Not very good.
Who's your favorite superhero?
Superman.
Is your bed made right now?
Yes.
What is your favorite dessert?
Ice cream.
Name a word that starts with the letter B.
Bear.
Name an onomatopoeia.
You got me.
What's your favorite store?
Store? I would say Dick's Sporting Goods.
Who's your best friend?
Probably say Miss Purdue.
How often do you floss?
Daily.
Have you ever had to do a stupid dare in high school?
Yes.
Would you ever write a song?
No.
Have you made arts and crafts?
Yeah.
What's your favorite movie?
Favorite movie?
Yeah.
I'd say probably Remember the Titans.
I've seen that movie.
Yeah.
I really like it.
It's a little older, but it was definitely around that. I love the storyline with it. And I
it made
think
me
it's
cry.
Good. Yeah. It's good.
Doesn't? All right. Well, thank you.
Yeah,
that's
thank you.
That's all we
thank
got
you.
For you.
I appreciate it. So,
20 Questions is a production of Westdale Warrior Cast, recorded in the Podcast Center located in room C10 of Westdale Middle High School. Nestled in the rural surroundings of Gaston, Indiana, you can listen to all podcasts produced by Westdale Warrior Cast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere you find your podcasts. If you'd like to contact us, please email us at westdalewarriorcast@gmail.com. You can also find Westdale Warrior Cast on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Thanks for listening.